Fighters, what's going on? Happy Wednesday. I think it's Wednesday that you're probably listening to this. At least that's what my schedule here tells me that I'm recording it for. You ever wondered why some people seem to be in better shape, make more money, have more success, stronger business, stronger relationships, and other people are just way up and down? There's spikes, there's valleys, and this and that. And not to say that, you know, there's any perfect relationship or business or anything like that, but so many people have these huge ups and downs while other people seem to just have a more normalized growth pattern. And that's what I want to talk about here today. You know, it's really easy. This happens a lot when I do workshops and stuff and with companies and their sales teams. Guys will go on these blitzes. Okay, we're talking about conquering your sales here. And so I'll make this all about sales. But listen, they go on these blitzes like, I'm going to go out and I'm going to make 100 phone calls this week, you know, to people and do some prospecting. I'm going to pick up the phone. I'm going to call 100 past customers. And then they do it. Maybe they don't do it. They do kind of it, whatever it is. And then they burn out and then they don't do it again for a long time. And they wonder why they don't have the results that they want to have. And this is just one example here. Okay, so you can apply this any way it makes sense for you. Guys, this is like the guy that goes to the gym for 8 hours on a Saturday or a Monday and then doesn't go back again until the next Saturday and goes another 8 hours. Okay, and just think about that for a minute. That guy, that person is not going to get the results that the person who goes and hits the treadmill or the weights or whatever every day for 20 minutes. Or gets up and has created the habit, okay, the consistent habit of, you know, hey, I get up, I have my morning routine, my coffee, and I go for a walk. All right, my queen and I, we walk 3 to 5 miles a day. Okay, it's just a consistent thing we do. And actually, the last couple of weeks, we've actually been hitting the elliptical every day for 300 calories because she's got a little ankle thing going on and it's easier on her ankle. So I'm like, screw it. Cool. We'll do that. So guys, talk about the power of consistency here. And most of us need consistency more than we need these big chunky accomplishments. Okay. I've shared about him before, and so I want to give credit here. James Clear writes on the power of habits. He's one of my favorite authors easily. Just, I don't know, I just resonate with the guy. And so an example would be like, you know, this big chunky accomplishment, this intense thing that we're going after, like we talked about the 8 hours of just cold calling customers or past customers or whatever it is, okay? That's like this intense fire hose, but what most people need is consistency, which would be, I make 2 phone calls a day every day for 2 years in a row. So just think about that for a minute, okay? Oftentimes, we try to fill our calendar with like these intense moments of production when really what's mostly needed is just daily doses of consistency, okay? And hopefully that makes sense. I'll give you an example here. Because guys, consistency wins. I'll give you one from my several experiences in different businesses, all right? Back a million years ago, got into email marketing. Got to the point where we just sent out an email to our database once a week with some value. And we never missed a week. And it was back one of the other companies I used to own. And what's funny is there were no big results right away. But then over time, people got used to seeing them. And when I say over time, it was a few months down the road because we were growing as copywriters and writing headlines and adding value and things like that. Then it got to the point where every time we sent an email out, it brought back at least $10,000 to $15,000 worth of work for us, for our painting company. Okay. Just from the simple act of being consistent and showing up. Another example is right here in the contractor fight. Guys, for many years, I created content that nobody gave a shit about. Okay. Videos. Podcasts, hundreds of blog posts. Now, maybe they didn't give a shit because I wasn't very good at the time, right? I wasn't good at communicating it. I wasn't good at, you know, connecting with my audience, whatever it is. But the consistent practice, okay, of me showing up day in, day out, creating content, doing what I could to add value to my audience, has compounded over time to where I don't think there's anyone on the planet in this space that adds more value and gives more free fucking advice to contractors how to have a better life and a better business. And then, so like I've said before, I'm super proud of all our free resources. I think our free shit's better than most of the paid shit that's out there. But then on the business side, because you're like, well, what good is that, Tom, if your business ain't making money? Well, guys, we're making money. Right? And we make money incredibly easy. I don't do, as of this recording, I really don't do a whole lot of paid ads. We continue to do content. We get people that come to the contractor fight that have been listening to our show for years, watching our videos for years. They'll come in to our website on a blog post that was written 4 or 5 years ago. And that thing that I was consistent doing continues to pay off today for us. Okay. Or if we talked about blogging a little bit, you know, I'd done a lot on content marketing and things like that. We simply wrote blogs in the painting industry for a number of years. Every week I published 1 to 2 blogs, and it was around shit that people were searching and questions they were asking. And I consistently did it. And again, it compounded over time to where shit that we did 2, 3, 4, 5 years earlier would cause the phone to ring today. So listen, if you want to conquer your sales, be consistent. Okay? Don't try to be a fucking hero once or twice a year and go on these big benders of prospecting and, you know, all the shit that you're like, oh, I should be doing this stuff. Because, guys, you're going to lose interest. You're going to burn yourself out. You're not going to have that good flow. All right? You're not going to grow as much because there's a lot of lessons to be learned and showing up every day and being consistent. All right? So I want you to think right now. What are some things in your sales process that you could be consistent in that will lead to more wins over time? One of those, I think, is the low-hanging fruit of your existing database. Go after them. Connect with them. Add value to them. Call them. Check in on them. Okay, you don't want to work 7 days a week. You want to work 5 days a week. Pick up the damn phone 3 times a day, 2 times a day, and call a past customer. And simply check in instead of trying to like fit in 100 on one day. Hopefully that makes sense. Or, you know, we've talked about content. We talk a lot about being active on social media, all these things. Guys, just be consistent. Okay. Be like water. Water keeps fucking showing up. You know, an old, I forget where I heard it, said, you know, you got the water and you got the rock. And it doesn't look like the water's doing anything, but the water's showing up over 100 years, over 200 years, over 1,000 years. It eventually beats the rock and wears that fucker down because it's consistent. Another consistent practice that we preach a lot in our sales academy, guys, is role play. It's funny. Those who role play consistently, okay, like about as consistent as they take a piss every day, they tend to sell at higher rates and make more money and have more balance in their life than those who only role play every 3 weeks and they try to fit in 10 in 2 days or some shit like that. So guys, hopefully this makes sense. Don't overcomplicate your success. Simply show up, do the shit that's going to move the needle the most for you and do it in a consistent manner. And I promise you, you will conquer the fuck out of your sales. You guys rock. I got to roll. Head to thecontractorfight.com/bridge. Check out our sales academy if you want to jump in and get consistent practice to up your sales game. Appreciate your time, guys, today. Share this with another contractor. And listen, I don't do this enough either. If you've never given us a review, I would super appreciate wherever you're listening to this, head to that platform and give us a review of how the fight has helped you, how it's made you stronger as a business person or whatever. And with that, guys, I appreciate you. We'll talk to you next time. We'll see you.